You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the closer, the final season. The last six episodes will kick off on July 9th at 9 p.m. on TNT. And a lot of people are really sad to see the closer go. But more importantly, they're sad to see Kyra Sedgwick go. And I got a great opportunity to talk with her about the show, why she's leaving now, sort of why it's bittersweet, but it's sort of time for her. You know, she's been commuting back and forth. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she's been commuting back and forth for the show from New York to L.A. And, you know, she's probably just exhausted. And now, you know, the show is coming to an end. And we talked about that, and she just talked about what's next. And so I hope you enjoy it. Check it out. And I know a lot of people are really sad to see the show. And when I put it on Facebook that I was watching the last four of the last six episodes, people were just like, oh, no, she can't leave.
Oh, I know. I'm sad, too.
Are you getting a lot of that from fans already, like people who don't want you to leave?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I know. It's so sweet. I mean, it's very sweet. And I feel the same way. I really do.
I think part of it, too, is a lot from my female friends, is that it's just so nice to see a character like this on television that's tough but also vulnerable. Can you talk about that and sort of... And why do you think that means so much to women who watch the show?
Well, I think, you know, when I agreed to do the show, it was very much apparent in the pilot that she be a real person that people can relate to. And and real people have a lot of self-doubt. And real people are both and, you know, real people
right.
are not just a strong, hard-hitting, you know, detective. People, you know, her contradictions were what made her interesting and what made her so real.
Right.
And I think that people like to see themselves reflected, especially on television, in whatever character, you know, you're watching, even if it's like Game of Thrones, you know,
right.
you want to, you know, a fantasy. You want to see human traits that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the things that attracted me most about her was that she could be so fierce and yet so fragile and so strong and so broken and so strong and so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I really think that we all feel that way and we all want to see ourselves reflected
right.
back to us.
Right. I also think it was awesome that she never, I feel like I was watching Policewoman a few months ago, and I think it was the second episode, first episode of the second season, and Angie Dickinson had to dress as a prostitute, and I just thought, I mean, that was the 70s, but then of course, you know, Rosalie and Isles came on, and Angie Herman had to dress as, go undercover as a prostitute, and I just thought it was so great that Brenda Lee Johnson never had to go undercover as a prostitute. So thank you for that.
No, I love that she, you know, I love that. Yeah, that's great.
You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where you're just like, it just gets so old. And I just know that there are tons of women, law enforcement officers and bosses and, you know, deputy chiefs who don't have to do that. And,
yeah, right, exactly. That sounds something for the guys in the audience. Like, we need something that is gonna turn the guys on. How about she dresses up like a prostitute?
Exactly. And it's like, can we kill this fantasy? Didn't Angie have to suffer and Andy Dickerson have to suffer enough?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I think that the writers were always striving for reality. I mean, I think that was one of the reasons why if I ever ran into anyone from the LAPD, they're like a real law, people in law enforcement, they'll say that it's the most realistic show out there.
She proves of a barai. Not Nessie enough to kill her.
How'd she die?
Not sure, but it didn't happen very long ago, maybe 5-6 hours.
Chief, the housekeeper started her shift at 6 a.m. Noticed the front door of the room slightly open when she went to close it. She saw the body and called 911.
See any luggage? Doesn't look like she was planning on a long stay.
Well, Crystal Motel clientele typically don't need a room more than an hour.
Yeah, but her blouse is ripped, her jeans are torn. I mean, wouldn't a prostitute take better care of her clothes?
Well, she was a hooker. She wasn't a pro. So wallet, driver's license, credit card, some cash, and a work ID. Gwyneth Adler. She was a nurse at St. Leo's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, she's got a receipt here from Stella's nightclub over in Culver City from 10:32 p.m. last night. One drink on her tab.
It's kind of sad.
Yesterday was Valentine's and she went out alone.
Looking for Mr. Goodbuck.
Maybe she found him.
I did too, Chief. His name's George Harris. Manager said he signed in last night around 10 p.m. requesting two room keys.
Two keys?
Two. Using his driver's license and a $100 cash deposit, which he hasn't come back to claim. And we have his driver's license right here.
Yeah, but he got the room at 10 p.m. Gwyneth was still at the club after that.
So Harris books the room, planning or hoping maybe to bring someone back here. Lieutenant, did the manager remember seeing Gwyneth and Mr. Harris together?
No. But I ran Harris up. 12 months ago, he was arrested for rape. DA dropped the charges, never went to trial. Oh, and the manager said Harris was driving a cab.
Oh, convenient. Book a room and then troll the neighborhood looking for drunk girls coming out of bars.
But he asked for two room keys. Why two?
It was his partner who raped those women.
Maybe he had a partner.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Detective Sanchez, I want a warrant out on Mr. Harris. I want to talk to him. Lieutenant, find out everything you can about his previous arrest. Detective Gabriel, please speak to the employees on duty at Stella's last night. See if anyone remembers Gwyneth or saw her with Mr. Harris. Maybe he's the type of cab he'd like to drink and drive. Kendall, I
want... You want a rape kit?
I do. I also want to know how she died.
That's a good question. 26-year-old female in otherwise perfect health.
Police work to solve cases. Things don't happen, you know, easily, and, you know, and I think I like that we were able to deliver that. I think to be authentic, that was important to us.
Yeah, I think it definitely touched a nerve with people who wanted that, who wanted sort of a more authentic show, and just wanted to see a woman in that role, and then that was really great. And you're so good at it, and I know that Emmy was hard fought. When you won, everybody was just like, it was a sigh of relief. Did it feel that way for you too when you won? Or was it like just one of those things that happens?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I honestly thought I was going to be nominated every year and not win. And I had just completely, you know,
accepted
that reality.
Yeah.
And come to terms with that. I just, because I honestly feel like being nominated, you know, year after year is such a vote of confidence, and it is such an affirmation of what you do. And whether or not you win, well, that's okay as long as I get nominated. And that's so. But and in the fifth year, I mean, isn't that kind of unheard of? I don't know.
Yeah.
I never expected that in a million years. So it was really nice. I was very, very excited. No, I was. It was a sigh of relief because I thought, oh, that's it. Never going to happen. That's okay.
It was funny because I was so happy for you. And when you won, you said, well, Martin Sheen never won once. So I thought I was going to be like Martin Sheen. And everybody's like, yeah.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, can you imagine? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just sort of the business, right? I mean, you can't do what you do for awards. You have to do.
No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
So Brenda suffers a lot of loss, and there are a lot of like revelatory moments for her in these final episodes. Can you talk about that without giving away too much, of course, because we don't want to ruin it for people?
Well, I think I think that her job has become really hard. I mean, at the end of season six, you know, you have this lawsuit that was coming up, mm-hmm. and bringing up all of her old cases and the Johnson rule that goes into effect. That's just so debilitating for her. How it makes it so hard to do her job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she feels the specter of this, you know, of this lawsuit, even though it's sort of, you know, gone in the beginning, you know, by the end of those winter episodes. But she's still feeling the ramifications and reeling from that, and just feeling like she has, nobody has her back, and that he is really kind of, except for her squad, but that Pope is questionable, and, you know, and the Mary McDonnell character is watching over her shoulder all the time because she has to. And I think that she starts to feel more and more, starts to question more and more, like, I've given my life to this job, and what has it given me in return, aside from the satisfaction of knowing that she is the advocate for the victim, and that is really why she's doing it. She's not doing it for the cash and prizes and the awards. but I think it just makes it harder and harder to do her job. And I think that it just gets to the point in your life where you start realizing at a certain age that you've made choices and that you are living through the consequences and the ramifications of those choices. And I think that she's really struck with the self-knowledge that she has always put her job first and that has some serious repercussions and consequences for her. And I think it becomes clear that there are some things that she cannot write after putting her job first all these years, and her, you know, and the people she loves second.
Yeah. Would you in real life be friends with Brenda? Do you like her?
I think it would be really hard to be friends with Brenda. I mean, I think that I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her beyond a shadow of a doubt. I mean, I love who she is. I think she's, you know, fascinating. I think she would be the friend that you couldn't really count on. Even though she's very loyal to her squad, if it came, you know, time to show up at the hospital or, you know, solve a case, that's what she would be doing. So I don't think that, and I don't know that she's the kind of person you just want to go see a movie with and have coffee with. She's pretty
intense. So basically, I guess the fear is, if we've watched all these shows recently, House came to an end, Desperate Housewives came to an end. And so people are like, well, what's going to happen with the closer? Is the end going to be satisfying? And I know you can't talk about the end, but will viewers be, do you think after, you know, I mean, you're done, but do you think viewers will be satisfied with the ending and what happens to Brenda?
I mean, I think that people will be very satisfied with what happens. I think they'll really understand why she does what she does. I think a lot of loose ends get tied up in a way that is satisfying. Our last episode is maybe our best closer ever. So I'm incredibly proud of that. And I think that the fact that she, you know, doesn't die.
Good. Okay.
That you know what's going to happen to her will be satisfying. And but I think that doesn't mean that we won't miss her and that we won't want her to, you know, to come back.
Right. But that's not a possibility, right? I mean, would you ever do like a made-for-TV movie or something like Columbo?
Well,
or?
You know, you never know. I mean, of course. And you know, she may come back to Major Crimes if that continues. It won't be in the first year, but, you know, if it continues the second year, could very well happen.
How does that feel? Like, you're like, okay, I'm done. You know, this character is finished now for me. And then they're like, well, here's a spinoff. Is that weird or is that just sort of the business?
I think it's great. I mean, I'm really happy because all the people I love that are still on the show have work.
Exactly.
And that's important to me because I think it's a hard business.
Well put. Well put.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled.
Yeah. So does this mean you get to live in just New York now and not have to do this crazy commute that you've been doing for the last seven seasons?
Yeah, it does, definitely. I mean, I do like to come out here, and so I'll definitely spend some time out here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's nice knowing that you don't have to be somewhere for, you know, such a long period of time, so far away from a lot of my family.
Yeah, good for you. So what's next? Is there anything? Are you going to take some time off? Are we going to see you in movies?
I have a movie coming out in August 31st, called The Possession. It's a really good horror movie, and I did a little something in New York, a small part in a movie, and we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm reading a lot of stuff. And we'll see what comes up.
Well, I wish
I'm definitely, you know, I think I've been sleeping a lot, so that's good. I don't necessarily need any more of a break. And, you know, I really love to act, and I'm kind of an acting machine. So that's the thing I'll miss the most about, you know, being on a show, because it's just that constant work, that constant challenge is very satisfying.
Do you think you're like, I will never play a cop again, or you will never play a character like this again, so that you can sort of...
Oh, no, I wouldn't say, I'd never say never to that kind of stuff.
Well, you probably won't play a Brenda type of character ever again, but, and why would you? I mean, she was so significant and so distinct that you don't have to, right? I mean, sort of like the next role will be so different,
I
guess.
Yeah, I mean, I always want to play something different. Mm-hmm.
That was Kara Sedgwick, ladies and gentlemen. And isn't she amazing? I really love her. And like I said, I understand why people are sad to see her go. And I'm really happy that she won her Emmy before she took her bow. So best of luck to Kara Sedgwick. And I know you fans will be looking forward to Major Crimes, or maybe not. But that's the spinoff that's going to come out of The Closer when the show comes to an end on August 13th. But make sure you check out the last six episodes, which will start airing July 9th on TNT. Thanks for listening.
Shut up and let me go.